We're starting on Zayin Amud Aleph for the two dots, about seven lines down. It says, "Va'karmelos atukulu nami lav karmelos ninhu." Wait a second. The fourth suggestion over here was a karmelos, but the other ones are called a karmelos as well. What is this karmelos at the end referring to? Because we already have yam and bika, etc. They're all karmelos. What we're talking about is a little corner area that's near the Rosh Hashanah. Even though there are times where, you know, the streets are packed and the rabbim go and they go into this area over here, because it's not easy to use, right, for your wagons and people don't normally go in there. Karmelos done. We were going to consider it like a karmelos, and therefore it's referring to that corner area of the Rosh Hashanah. Between the pillars that they used to have, they had these big pillars that went in front of stores. That is the judgment of a karmelos. My time, even though there are people that go there, given they can't walk clearly there. Therefore, it's like a karmelos, even though it's technically equal area to the Rosh Hashanah itself because of those pillars. It's the there's a little porch sort of area that's between the pillars. They would hack their wares on those tables, little tables and whatever it is. Nidon ki karmelos. That is the area called a karmelos. L'mandi amar ben amudim kel shekein itzva. If the ben amudim is a karmelos, for sure an itzva itself is going to be a karmelos. L'mandi amar itzva. Itzva udalo nichatashmisha. It's an itzva where it's not easy to use because there's tables there and everything. Avol ben amudim nichatashmisha between the pillars. That technically is easier to use. So lo, that would be considered more of the Rosh Hashanah. L'shnachuina avol ben amudim dizim nidarsu be'rabim kirus rabim damia. In fact, other people say that Bein Amudim between the pillars, sometimes there are a lot of people that go there, that's like Rosh Hashanah. Amar Rabba Rashi Lamar Chista, Levena Skufa Rosh Hashanah, Mezar Tok Befanel, Chayiv. Let's say there's a brick that's sitting straight up in the Rosh Hashanah, and you threw something and it stuck onto the brick itself, you're going to be Chayiv. Al Gapa, if you threw it on top of it, you're going to be Pater, because it's likely that Levena over there is considered a Karmelos, not a Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah. Abai Rabba Damar Tavai, Vushik Voshlo, Shitlo Darsil Rabbim. It's got to be three Tvachim off the ground where the Rabbim wouldn't step on it. But if it's bushes, even though they're not three tefachim tall, right? Even though they're not three tefachim tall, still that would be the same status before. Nobody would step on soa, so you don't have to worry about that. Ravashi, I'm Rafilu Tsoa. No, even soa, people can step on it. It's considered like the Rosh Hashanah itself. Amar Rav, the Beir Rav Shilo, Ki Asa Rav Dimi, Amar Rav Yochanan. Beir Rav Shilo said, Rav Dimi came, he said in the name of Rav Yochanan, in Karmelos Pechusa Me'arba, right, a Karmelos cannot be less than 4 by 4 Tfachim. Rav Sheshet Tofes Zara Sara, it goes all the way up until 10 Tfachim. And 4 Tfachim, I'm sorry, the Pechusa Me'arba, it can't be less than 4 Tfachim wide, right? Otherwise, it's considered like a Makom Ptur, so the area has to be at least 4 by 4 Tfachim. Rav Sheshet says it goes up until 10. Once it reaches 10, seems like it would be Rosh Hashanah. My Tefes Zarazar, what does that mean? E-limited, you can make it Zarazar, who to have a Karmelos, the low have a Karmelos. If it needs a 10 Tefach fence, then it's a Karmelos. And if not, then it's not a Karmelos below. You don't think that's a Karmelos without 10 Tefach, Vamarav, without a fence? Vamarav, Ginoman, Rechibar Yosef, Amarav, Amarav, Bayez Shem Bezoch Asar, Vekiru, Mashalim, Alasar, Gago, Motzol, Talta, Bekulo. So if you have a house where you don't have 10 Tefachim inside, but its walls end up making it 10 Tefachim inside. On top of its roof, it's more to move around on top of it, because that's above 10 Tefachim on the ground. Besocho, and that's considered Rosh Hashanah. Besocho, inside it, Eim Etaltim Bo, Dalet Amos. You can only carry Dalet Amos inside there, because it's not tall enough. Alamayit Tefes Zad Yud, what does it mean that their Tofes Zad Yud? The Ad Yud Hu Da'avik Karmelos, L'malam Yud Tefachim Lo'avik Karmelos. Until Yud Tefachim, it is a karmelos. Above 10 tefachim, it's no longer a karmelos. As we said, it's Rosh Hashanah. Bikadam Lishmol Rav Yudah, like Shmuel said to his student Rav Yudah, Shinana, oh smart one, lo tav milid shabbos lamal miyud. Don't go on, when it comes to milid shabbos, don't go above 10 tefachim. What was he talking about? Elim, Rosh Hashanah lamal miyud. We're going to say there's no Rosh Hashanah above yud. No, that can't be. Vam Rav Chista, no, it's kind of Rosh Hashanah. If you stuck a pole into Rosh Hashanah and you threw something on top of it, if you go mea ama, you're going to be chayiv. Means Rosh Hashanah olad larakia. Because that Rosh Hashanah goes all the way up to the heavens itself. So since the Rosh Hashanah includes all that, so it goes 10 Tefachim, it's much more than 10 Tefachim. So sticking a pole on top of there and going from the Rosh Hashanah onto the top of that pole is still going to be Chayiv. It's still considered the Rosh Hashanah. So what could it be? What's his statement on? Zayin Beis, Alei De'ein Rosh Hashanah L'malo Miyud. Rather, it must be that he's trying to say there's no Rosh Hashanah above 10 Tefachim. Masnisi, that's a Mishnah. Then we learn a Mishnah, Zorg Dalan Amos Bekos L'malo Miyud Tefachim Gzorg Ba'avir. If you throw four Amos onto a wall that's higher than 10 tefachim, it's like you threw in the air. The matimid tefachim under 10 tefachim, because they're barats, and it's like you threw on the ground, then you're chayiv. Ella comes going to comes and comes on the year that a kamelus cannot be above 10 tefachim. Akilu v'rabban mekuli v'rush shiziyachin mekuli v'rush rabim. The rabbis gave it a kula, the kula of the rush shiziyachin and the kula of the shrabim. Mekuli v'rush shiziyachin the ikam makom arba who dava kamelus. If there's a place that's 4x4 tefachim, then you have a good kamelus. Velo makadu v'rahamu, then it's considered just a regular makom tour. Mekuli v'rush rabim the ad yud tefachim who dava kamelus until yud tefachim is considered a kamelus like a rush rabim. L'malam yud tefachim l'ad kamelus is not considered a kamelus anymore. It's probably a rush shiziyachin. So we have the chumras are kula. Well, yeah, I guess kulas. Which is Yaakov and which is Rabban there? Gufa. Amar Rav Gidol, Amar Rav Chiya Bar Yosef, Amar Rav. Rav Gidol quotes, Rav Yosef quotes, Rav Bayish in Tochel Yod, Bikirui Mashlim El Yod. So again, you have a house that's not within, you don't have 10 Tefachim height. Right, but it's kruya, but the walls or the whatever the area that's around there, right? It is. It ends up being mashlam to be 10 tefachim. Al gagom what's little talta bakulo. On top of this, was considered shosi yachid. You can carry throughout all of it. Besocha im metaltalim bo, besocha, but inside it im metaltalim bo lidalamos. You can only go to walk and carry within 4 amos. Amar abaye so abaye adan bim chaka bo dalad al dalad. If you're able to make an area inside the house that's dalad al dalad bishlam of the yodin, you made a 10 tefachim by digging down a little deeper. And what's little talta bakulo, then you can carry throughout the whole thing. My time abichurish shosi yachid. That's considered the whole of Rosh Hashanah. The Chorish is Yachid, Rosh is Yachid Dami. That's considered Rosh Hashanah. The Emar Chorish is Yachid, Rosh is Yachid Dami. Chorish is a Rabbim. I'd say you have a hole in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Abai Yomar Kirish is Rabbim Dami. It's like the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Rava Amar. No, Lav Kirish is Rabbim Dami. Amar Lav Lavai Lidi Chodim Arta Chorish is Rabbim Kirish is Rabbim Dami. If you're going to say this hole, the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is considered like the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Maish Nami Hav Deki Yasa Rav Dimi Amar Yochan Alinitzvah Lekar and Tzavis is Mukh Lurish Rabbim. Right? Tavik Chorish is Rabbim. In that case above where he said that there was a corner that's near the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim that was not easy to use, so you said it's not exactly like the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, what, make it just Kori Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Kori Rosh Hashanah Rabbim are also not easy to use, and if you're considering that Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, they should be the same. So we say, Hasam, lo nichatash mishdei. No, it's not easy to use the Karen Zavis. Halka nichatash mishdei. The hole is very easy to use. It's where you can put something down, it's easy to go down into. That's the reason why it's different. So the Gemara says, Tanan. We learn in our Mishnah, Zorg dal namus vekosu lamalam yod kizor ba'avir. If you throw 4 amos onto a wall above 10 tefachim, it's like you threw it in the air. Lamatum yod tefachim, if you do it under 10 tefachim, kizor ba'aretz, it's like you threw it on the ground, you're high. Bavinu ba'mai kizor ba'aretz. Bahalonach. What does it mean you're throwing in the ground? But it never rested, it never landed. And therefore, you need, as we said before, akira and hanacha. There's no hanacha here. Yet we're talking about a very sticky piece of fig cake, and therefore wherever it went, it stuck there. If you hold that the holes of Rosh Hashanah are like a Rosh Hashanah, why say that case? Maybe we're talking about a rock and an object, and it fell and it landed inside the chor itself, and it can't get out. There's an actual hole. So we say, no, those are different. Why the reason why those are going to be different is regular rocks or chafetzim, right? They will be taken out at some point, you'd assume, right? Even if there's a hole inside there, they get taken out really easily right afterward. Maybe we're talking about a case where there is no hole in that wall, and therefore you don't have to worry about it. There's no problem with that. So even though it's nicha tashmishte, this wall doesn't have a hole. Well, we know that because in the Reisha it says, if you throw on top of 10 tefachim, it's like you threw it in the air. If you're going to say, we're talking about a wall that has a hole in it. Why is that considered like he threw it in the air? Hanach b'chor, didn't it land inside the hole itself? If you're going to say our mission is dealing with a case where it's not dalet adalet, right? If you throw it above 10 tefachim and it went and landed a little bit inside a hole, that's machlugs rami rabban. The Rameir savar chukin lahashlan. Rameir says you dig into the wall or dig into an area to be mashlan. It says regarding a mezuzah and stuff like that. So even though there's no shear, you're still going to be chayv because it says if there's a shear, we don't do that, and that's why you're potter. Alav shmamina, because of the leis bechur shmamina. It's got to be talking about a case that doesn't have a hole, because if it had a hole, none of this would be an issue. Two dots. Kuf amar chisna, not kind of Rosh Yaakov Zark Nochagaba. If you stuck a pole in the Rosh Yaakov and you threw something and it landed on top of it, Vilgavome Amma, you're going to be chayv. Even if it's 100 amas tall, it's still going to be chayv in Rosh Yaakov Ola Adar Kiyah, because Rosh Yaakov never ends. Name Rosh Yaakov Zark Rabbi. I think Rav Chisna sounds like Rabbi. Ditanya, Zarvin Ochagavi Ziz Kolshu, if you throw on top of a small little protrusion, Rabbi Mechayev, Rabbi says Rechayev, coming poacher. So it sounds like the reason why you don't need a Hanacha on top of a Makom Dalad O Dalad, right? So it must be that the same thing applies over here. That's how you're throwing the side of Troskel. So you say, Amar Abaye, right? Chesam Aleph, Rosh Yachid Kulim Alapligig Rav Chisna. Hold on. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah Yachid and you throw something on top of there from the Rosh Hashanah Rabbin, and you throw it there, nobody argues like Rav Chisna. Alahaka be Elon Omid Rosh Yachid Nofo, no till Rosh Hashanah Rabbin, Zarak Nacha Nofo. Here we're talking about a tree that's standing in the Rishis Yochid. Its branches are leaning over to the Rishis Rabbim, and he threw and it landed on top of the branches. Rebbe holds the branches go up to the Iker. And remember, this Iker, the real tree, is in the Rishis Yochid. Since the branches are hanging out in the Rishis Rabbim, it seems like you threw from the Rishis Rabbim to the Rishis Rabbim. But no, it goes after the Iker. It's considered like you threw in the Rishis Yochid, and therefore you're Chayiv. Rabbanan Savi Lo Amin Yishadi Nofo Basar Ikaro. The Rabbanan say, we don't say that, since the Nof is in the actual Rishis Rabbim. It's considered like the Rishis Rabbim, so you're not going to be Chayiv. And that's the machlokas between them. Rebbe and the Rabbanan are arguing about that. That's the Zarek Menachal Gabi Ziz Kolshu that your Rebbe say you're going to be Chayiv, because it's like the Rishis Yochid. And the Chumash say your Potter. It could even be by wall. It goes after the wall, wherever the wall is, etc. Right? But that does not prove anything about Rav Chisto, how Rav Chisto holds where he goes. We're up to two dots on Chesem and Aleph.